Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Tainis, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. In this Perik, the Tana is going to start teaching us the halachis of Tainis for other tzaddas besides lack of rain. But first, still dealing with the issue of no rain, there are times where we're more machmer with the Tanesim, more than stamazai not raining. What did we learn till now? Basically, when it comes to no rain, under normal circumstances, Bezin starts very slowly, and then they make the Tanesim more and more severe, more and more chumradik. Remember what we learned? If Yud Zayin Cheshvin comes, only the Tamid HaChamim, Yechidim, fast the series of three Tanesim. Only afterwards is Bezin Geyser three Tanesim on the Tzibur, and even then it wasn't with the full chumra. The issue was just on eating and drinking, not on other pleasures. And if that didn't work, then Bezin added another three Tanesim on the Tzibur with more chumras. And if that didn't work, there was a series of 7 days of Tainus that they added with even more chumras. But there were times that Bezin didn't go step by step. They went straight to the most strict Tainus. That's because we have a situation which is much more dangerous than Stamazai, it didn't rain yet. Let's see our Mishnah inside. Seder Tainius Eliho Amr. This Seder was starting out with the easier Tanesim. Like we explained, first just the Yechidim, then the Rabbim, and even then, we slowly add on Chumrais. That's only when it's possible to still wait. And that is B'revia Reshaina. The Batnura explains, there were three times where we would have expected the Revia Reshaina, the first rain. Gimel Cheshvin, Zayin Cheshvin, and Shiva Asar B'Cheshvin. But there's no emergency. We can start fasting slowly. Hopefully, it'll be enough. Aval, but let's say the rain came in the right time, but something is wrong. Things start sprouting, but it's not growing what we would expect for it to grow. Instead of the regular wheat, something else is growing. These kind of weeds are growing instead. Instead of barley, some type of inferior barley is growing. Something is very wrong. As the Mishnah explains, again, Avul Tzmachim Sheshanu. But if the crops change, the wrong things are growing. Masrin Aleim Yad. Then we start fasting and we blow Shofar. We do everything right away. We go straight to the three strict Tanesim on the Tzibur, which has the same Chumrah as the last seven Tanesim. Because if this isn't going to change quickly, we're in big trouble. V'chein, for that matter. Another time we'll go to the full strict Tanesim is if Shepasku Geshamim, if the rains stopped, then Geshem LeGeshem, between one rain and another rain, Arbaim Yaim, for 40 days. Let's say the rain started on time. Everyone was very happy. Oh, Baruch Hashem, the rains are coming on time this year. But then it stops for 40 days. Masriyan, again, full fast, full blowing Shofar, Aleihem, on this situation right away. Regards are three strict Tanesim on the Tzibur that has the Chumrah of the last seven Tanesim. V'mnei shehi makas betzoyres. Because if it doesn't rain right away now, under these circumstances, it could lead to a hunger. See, if the rain starts, and everything starts sprouting, and then it stops, it's going to get ruined. And if we need it to rain right away, it becomes a real state of emergency, and we have to go straight to the most strict of Tanesim. So once again, our Mishnah told us that all of what we learned beforehand, that we go slowly and we increase the tainess, that's only if it's done, it didn't rain yet. But if we see something is growing wrong, or it started to rain and then it stopped, and that means the thing starts sprouting and now it's going to get destroyed, we have to go straight to the most strict of tainessim, because this could chas v'shalom lead to a makas betzoyres, to a hunger. You know, a lot of times, we can get very frightened, and we see, this could really be very serious. So Adrabba, how does a Yid respond? So we daven full force right away, and then it turns out that the ominous signs, Adrabba, were a bracha, because it alerted us to go right away to our full force of davening.